A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, had a vision of an open door to heaven, and I heard the trumpet-like voice that had spoken to me before, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you what must happen afterwards." At once I was caught up in spirit. A throne was there in heaven, and on the throne sat one whose appearance sparkled like jasper and carnelian. Around the throne was a halo as brilliant as an emerald. Surrounding the throne, I saw 24 other thrones, on which 24 elders sat, dressed in white garments and with gold crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. Seven flaming torches burned in front of the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. In front of the throne was something that resembled a sea of glass like crystal. In the center and around the throne, there were four living creatures, covered with eyes in front and in back. The first creature resembled a lion. The second was like a calf. The third had a face like that of a man. And the fourth looked like an eagle in flight. The four living creatures, each of them with six wings, were covered with eyes inside and out. Day and night, they do not stop exclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They throw down their crowns before the throne, exclaiming, "Worthy are you, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. Because of your will they came to be and were created." Verbum Domini. Holy, 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 Lord, mighty God. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his strength. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his sovereign majesty. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia.
Thank you. Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell them a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called, to whom he had given the money, to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. And the second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant, too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you do not lay down, and you harvest what you do not plant. He said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. And after he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. Verbum Domini.
Vox tibi Christe.
The Lord, our Almighty God, loves us unconditionally. And this love is seen and experienced in the life we have. It's God who gives us life. And it's through his love that our life is sustained and maintained. And him who is such goodness and in his generosity gives us his own life to share in. Jesus the Lord, by grace, now we, by grace, can walk in the ways of Jesus Christ, can love as Jesus loves. And this is given to us so generously. And so we think now, what do we do with all that God has given us? Today here in this parable, Jesus is telling us about someone or a king who's given talents to three servants. As we see, two of them, they multiply what the king has given to them. And then the third is ashamed because he only has one, so he goes and hides. Well, Jesus, the Lord, has called us to be like these two, to take what he's given us, even if it's just a little bit, and to do our best with it. And there he goes, multiplying. And so here, Jesus, you know, of course, he's doing all kinds of things right now. He's on his way to Jerusalem. He's giving these parables, proclaiming the kingdom of God, preparing the disciples for, you know, for the coming of the whole, for, of course, for his death and resurrection, but also the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now they too will receive the Holy Spirit. They will be given the authority of Jesus himself. You know, the one Jesus who was sent by the Father, Jesus will then now send them. And so the Lord is giving a message not only to them, but to all of us, to take what he's given to us and multiply it. See, and we see the fruit of the disciples after the resurrection, especially after Pentecost. Here they are with the little they had. Most of them, these humble, simple fishermen, people of blue-collar labor. And here they go out and they begin the church. And in love for the Lord, they go, you know, proclaiming the kingdom of God, baptizing. And then they're all martyred for love of the Lord. And, you know, these are holy men, saints, the apostles. And so we ourselves, you know, we can look at all the saints, not just the first apostles. And, you know, there are many others in the scriptures and many that we've seen throughout the centuries. And here they are glorifying the Lord with their lives, knowing that they're children of God, knowing that they have been given so many graces, and taking their God-given talents and skills and using them for the kingdom of God. And God, in his goodness, seeing their efforts, seeing their willingness to do their best always, multiplies this. And that is the kind of faith we all need to have. Is that here, first of all, God who loves us gives us life. He's given us his graces, and in this grace we share in his life and love to be like him. You know, we are given a share in the threefold ministry of Christ as priest, prophet, and king. All the baptized are. That's power right there. God's love and God's power in us. And we need to be convinced of these things. You know, and have faith and confidence in it. That here is the Lord who has trusted me with these graces. What do I do with them? And one of the problems is that we can sometimes be like this third servant. Well, we look at, of course, all these saints from past generations and ages. We look at people say in the church right now, and say, well, look at those who are evangelizing or scholars or those maybe very gifted in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you know, the charismatic gifts, namely. And we see all that and it says, well, I don't measure up to that. Or else we see people in the church and, you know, they seem to be so disciplined and devout and their religious practices, I could never be that. I have so little. So what happens when we're always looking at those people? We often become like this third servant. He says, well, I'm just going to go hide and, you know, just do my obligation and, you know, that's it, and go to church on Sunday and that's all. Oh, maybe pray here and there, or that's it. Well, no. God wants more of you. Remember what he's given to you. Remember what he's trusted to you. And so it's important for us not to look at what everybody else has and what they're doing, but to what God has given you, even if it's a little bit. Even if we may not have the speaking skills of somebody else or the intellectual gifts, or maybe we're not have been given these charismatic gifts of the Holy Spirit. But yet, what we have is we have Jesus, the Lord. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. And even the most simplest things can leave the greatest impact. Because that's what people often remember. Encouraging words. Acts of courtesy. You know, generosity in whatever it is we have, to be generous with it. To be sacrificial, even if it's a little bit. And, you know, many times when we look at these holy people, holy saints, and we see the great things they accomplished in the Lord, and of course, as we said, they're people of faith. They know what they have. But yet somebody had to help them become saints. Now, somebody had to give them encouraging words when they were down. Somebody gave them a smile. Well, somebody was generous with them with the little they had. And so this was all a contribution to them. I mean, there are many, many saints out there who have not been recognized, who have not been canonized. You know, people of prayer. And you may be one of them. See, but we cannot fall into is falling into self-pity about all this, you know, or thinking that we're just not good enough, what we have is not effective. It is. And that's why we got to rise up in faith. Now, so those of you out there, is just, you know, you're just kind of just going through the motions of Catholicism. Get involved. There's all types of organizations within the church. You know, who could use your talents, your skills. You know, there's prayer meetings there. You know, people get together and they pray. And that's effective. You know, they're praying for of course, peace in the world. They're praying for, you know, religious and priests, more vocations and things. You know, there's also many organizations that are helping people, the poor. With food pantries and soup kitchens. All sorts of things we can get involved in. You know, and you know, what we have is we could all be heartwarming because we're there and our presence does something. And then we start believing God, that God will take what we have and that he will multiply it. See, once we do something for the Lord, it's his. Maybe we look at it as, oh, it's just not good enough. Oh, I don't know. I remember Mother Angelica telling in her book that the first time she was on TV, she didn't think much of it. You know, she says, well, you know, I sound like Grandma Moses with a Mickey Mouse voice. That's what she said. You know, I mean, she was kind of ashamed. She looked at herself, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. But yet, imagine if she would have hid. You know, just when I says, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm not like these other speakers, and, you know, I just don't have the charisma of them and all that. And she says, well, imagine she would have been like this third servant here and just hid the talents. We wouldn't have this here. See, but mother, having the faith, knowing that God is a God of multiplication, knowing the grace that she's been given, keeps trying. And so what we learn here is that God entrusts us with much, and all he wants is that we do our best with what we have, and we don't hide it. And then him, the God of all multiplication, multiplies. Oh, it's so good. And so now we look to the Lord. We give him our lives, surrender. It says, Lord, okay, here it is. Here's my life. Take it. And then we pray and we believe him. And we believe like the words of St. Paul here. It says that God can do more than we could ever ask or imagine. God bless you all.